نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، have some brothers gone to gather the brothers؟ جاي. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. Respected elders and my dear brothers, Shaykh Inam al-Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that the power of Iman or the wealth of Iman one gets by going out in the path of Allah. To safeguard that power and to safeguard that wealth, one must be consistent in the local amal, in the local effort, to get to safeguard that power, that wealth one gets by going out, giving sacrifice, going in the path of Allah. So two things. One, to safeguard it. Number two, to develop it. One has to be regular and consistent in the local amal. If one is consistent in the local amal, then the power which he got by going out in the path of Allah and giving sacrifice, that will be preserved. And not only that, it will be saved and preserved, it will keep developing. And if one is not consistent in the local amal, everyone gets that wealth by going out in the path of Allah. Allah gives it. One can feel it. Once he goes in the path of Allah, he will feel a difference in himself. A difference in the salat, a difference in his dua, a difference in his fear of akhirat. And this is the signs of iman, fear of Allah, fear of akhirat, fear of preparing for the day of departure from the world. What I have prepared for the day, for that day when I have to depart from here. What have I prepared? So all this comes in a person when he goes in the path of Allah. These are the signs of Iman. But when he returns, now the question comes that how am I going to safeguard it? And how am I going to develop it? So Shaykh Inam al-Hasan used to say that to safeguard and to develop, one has to be regular in the local work, in the masjid work. And as I was telling yesterday, that if one has the desire that I should become a da'i, and on the day of Qiyamah I should be raised among da'is, this is a desire one that each da'i has to have. Maulana Inam al-Hasan rahmatullahi alayh, he always used to make a dua. Allahumma ista'milna bi sunnati wa tawaffana ala millati waj'alna min izbi waj'alna min rufaqai ma'an nabiyyina min ahibbai wasiddiqina wa shuhadai wa salihin wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. This is dua, sunnat dua. Maulana Inam al-Hasan always used to read this dua. And Shaykh Abdul Wahab, he used to give the meaning of this dua. He used to say that every person working in his field, he has a desire to top in that field. Now what is our desire? As a da'i, What should be our desire as a Dai? Our desire should be that on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will present himself in the court of Allah along with Sahaba. He will present himself in the court of Allah. Everyone will give his karguzari, and Anbiya will give their karguzari. Individuals will give their karguzari, and Anbiya will give their karguzari. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam will give his karguzari. Oh Allah, I called them towards you for 950 years. In the night, in the day, in loneliness, and in majma, I invited them towards you, but Allah, they did not heed to my call. So every Nabi will give his karguzari. So similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will present himself in the court of Allah and give his karguzari. And Sahaba will be, he will be flocked with Sahaba, with the gathering of Sahaba. Oh Allah, they are the ones who helped me in my effort. These are my Sahaba, my Satis, who helped me in my effort. Haji Abdul-Wahab used to say, our desire is that when he presents himself in the court of Allah with Sahaba, we also join that gathering. We also join that gathering, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam present us also in the court of Allah, that, oh Allah, these are my Sahaba who assisted me, and behind them are those who carried over my job after I departed. They carried over my job. They did my job. They carried over my mission. When Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam presents the ummat, we also join that flock. This is our last desire. This is our last desire as a da'i, that on the day of Qiyamah, when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam presents himself in the court of Allah along with Sahaba, that, ya Allah, these are the ones who assisted me in my mission, and behind them are those who carried over my mission after I departed from dunya. So all those who did this until the day of Qiyamah, they will be joining this majma. Allahumma ja'al nabiyyina lana farata. Oh Allah, our desire is that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the front, and we flock him and join him in his back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a great ni'mat of Allah that Allah has given an attachment. Allah has given an attachment with this great and noble work of Anbiya's and Rasul's. Allah has put the love of this effort in our hearts, and that love has brought us here. We have not come, Allah has brought us here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us tawfiq, Allah brought us here. There is a famous incident. There was one colonel, Amiruddin, he was a colonel in the British Army. He lived in Hyderabad city. One day the Masjid Jamaat was making mashwara that to whom should we go today. Like every Masjid Jamaat makes mashwara. So they did. Daily mashwara we sit, and we make mashwara what effort we did yesterday and what effort we need to do today, whom we met yesterday and whom we should meet today. So the Masjid Jamaat was making mashwara, and somebody mentioned that in our locality lives Colonel Amiruddin, and we have not met him till today. So we should meet him. Okay, who should meet? A Jamaat was formed. The Jamaat went to his house. There was a guard, security guard, standing at the gate with rifle. Without his permission, nobody can go in. So the Jamaat pleaded with him that we want to see your Sahib. We want to see the Sahib. The guard felt good. Mashallah, they seem to be good people. So he went in and he told Karnal Sahib that some Maulvis have come to see you. So when some Maulvis have come to see, normally what the man thinks? So some collection, fundraising. And every Tablighi brother looks like a Maulvi. He may not be a Maulvi, but by appearance, he looks like a Maulvi. So he thought they are all Maulvis. So he went in and told Karnal Sahib, some Maulvis have come to see you. And Karnal Sahib thought that normally when the Maulana comes, they might have come for some fundraising, for some collection. How should I avoid them? How should I avoid them? Because if one comes, I can give some fund. But if so many have come, I don't know how big the demand will be. So how to avoid them? He told the guard, go and tell them that Saab is not in the house. The guard came out and he told them, Saab is saying that Saab is not in the house. Who is saying? Saab bol rahe hain, Saab ghar pe nahi hai. He opened the everything. Karnal Sahib also heard in the house that my guard is saying. So he felt shy. And he came out. And he started cursing that security man. Did I tell you like this? What this poor fellow is going to say? If he says, yes sir, you said like this, he will be fired. He will be fired out of the duty. So he kept quiet. And that was the day he joined the work of Dawat. That day was his first day and the beginning of the day of Dawat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him to that heights. The first Jamaat which went from India to England, working through en route through Europe. Karnal Sahib was the Amir of that Jamaat. He was the Amir of that Jamaat. The first Jamaat that went to England, en route Europe, working through Europe, and then they reached Rimline. And that Jamaat was the cause of bringing Hafiz Patel Rahmatullahi Alayhi in Dawat. And you know how much work Allah took through Hafiz Patel? And this Jamaat was the cause, the Colonel Amiruddin's Jamaat. Now, the question is whether he wanted to be in Tabligh or he wanted to avoid. Tell me, brothers. He wanted to be in Tabligh or he wanted to avoid? He wanted to avoid. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to be in Tabligh. He wanted him to be in Tabligh. And that is not the case of one Colonel Amiruddin. All of us are the same case. This is the case with all of us. When Jamaats came to us first, and the Jamaats came to us inviting for the Ijtima to go in the path of Allah, we wanted to be in or we wanted to avoid? Tell me frankly. We wanted to avoid or we wanted to be in? We wanted to avoid. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to be in. So it is his blessing. Allah's great ni'mat which Allah gave us. Tawfiq Allah gave us. The work of Dawat, the love for this work, Allah put us in our hearts. Now when Allah has given us this is ni'mat, the shukr of this ni'mat is to give the time, to give the ability, to what all Allah has given us, what part of that are we giving to tabligh? Each one of us has to assess himself that Allah gave me this ni'mat, what part of my time, what part of my energy, what part of my abilities I am giving for dunya, and what part of my time and energy and abilities which Allah gave me I am giving for this work of Dawat. Each one has to assess himself. How much of the ni'mats Allah gave me, how much of the ni'mats, what proportion of those ni'mats I am giving for dunya, and what proportion I am giving for deen and the work of Dawat, and for akhirat. My dear brothers, we came with a certain karguzari. In this old worker's yard, we came with a certain karguzari. What we are doing, and we gave that karguzari yesterday. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. There is improvement in the work. The work of the whole country as a whole, and work in every state, Alhamdulillah, is growing. There is a progress. Alhamdulillah. Say Alhamdulillah. But what remains to be compiled, what remains to be done, what we did, we presented in the Karguzari. What remains to be done, that is this Majlis. We came with Karguzari, and with what niyat we should go back, with what azaim we should go back. What are we taking from this old worker's jod? We need to go with a changed mind, with a changed heart, with azaim for deen, with azaim for the effort of deen. Allah has given us great ni'mats, abilities. Everyone has azaim for dunya. But what Allah likes is the azaim for deen. There is one dua, masnoon dua of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma ja'al himmati wa hawaya fima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allahumma ja'al himmati wa hawaya fima tuhibbu wa tarda. Oh Allah, you have given me great courage, himmat. Allahumma ja'al himmati. You have given me great courage. Oh hawaya. Desires. But oh Allah, this himmat and courage that you have given me, use it for those amal which please you. Allahumma ja'al himmati wa hawaya fima tuhibbu wa tarza. To use this himmat and to use these desires. Now, where are we using our himmat, our desires? On what I like. I am making my himmat, courage, to get and to do what I like. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua says that, O Allah, turn my direction. Let my courage, the himmat, and my desires be used for the work that pleases you, not that pleases me. Today we are doing that which pleases me. Oh Allah, turn it that I do what pleases you. So this has to be the desire of a da'i. Allah gave me abilities, lot of energy, courage, abilities, but for what am I using this? How much I am using for dunya and how much I am doing it for deen? Just one example, worldly example. Worldly example. What did that Titanic man do? You don't know? Don't know? You know or you don't know? Everybody knows. The man who went under to the depth of the ocean to see what? To see a drowned ship that was drowned many hundred years before. Maybe most part of it might have been crusted. He went to the depth of the ocean to see that ship. See the courage he has. It's not an ordinary courage. It's a big courage to go to the depth of the ocean to see a drowned ship. And what was the result of that courage? What was the result of that courage? He was also drowned. He went to see a drowned ship, and ultimately the result was that he was also drowned. Where the courage is being utilized? To get drowned? To get drowned? Allah gave him that courage and so much of money. Each ticket costed how much? Each ticket costed how much? And he went down to see a drowned ship. This way, the abilities of Ummat, the abilities of Ummat are getting wasted for dunya. The work of Dawat is to change the direction, to change the direction. My dear brothers, as I was telling yesterday, that Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib used to say that if we have a desire that we should join the company of those who will be behind Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he presents himself in the court of Allah with his Sahaba, our desire is to join that company. If we have a desire that we must be in the list of da'is, then my dear brothers, Haji Sahib used to say, the one who does 3 amal every day, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be raised along with da'is. And who are those da'is? Minan nabiyyin, wa siddiqeen, wa shuhada, wa salihin, wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. Who best companions they are. Our best companions they are. So he used to say, if we have the desire to join that group, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ حِزْبِ, that group. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ رَفَقَائِ, that group, if we want to join on the day of Qiyamah. Then he used to say that the one who does 3 amal every day, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be raised with the da'is, in the group of da'is, in the company of da'is. And he used to say, 3 amal. Talim every day. Da'wat every day. Da'wat every day. Talim every day. And fikr for deen. This daily fikr is to change our fikr. All the hearts and minds are overflowing with the fikr of dunya. Today, the fikr of dunya has filled our hearts and minds. And hearts and minds are overflowing with the fikr of dunya. Where is the place for the fikr of deen? What fikr of deen I am making? So this daily fikr is to give a room in my heart, in my mind. I want to give a room in my mind, in my heart for the fikr of deen. And therefore I am sitting in daily fikr.
And what is this daily fikr? The daily fikr is, what can I do for deen? What can I do for dunya, I know? And am I doing it? Even if 24 hours, I was told that in some countries, brothers do two shifts, 8 hours, 8 hours. So how many hours? 16 hours for dunya. Two shifts. And if sleep had not overpowered them, they would have given even 24 hours. So what I am doing for dunya, I know. But what I need to do for deen, and what I can do for deen, what I need to do for deen, what I can do for deen, that is my daily fikr. I need to sit in the daily fikr with the object that what part of my time, my energy, my abilities I can spare for deen, and what I can do and what I need to do for deen. This is my daily fikr. Gradually, this fikr, inshallah, will increase, and gradually it will become a part of my fikr, a part of my thinking, a part of my fikr. Gradually, when we are regular in sitting daily in the daily fikr, the fikr for deen, the fikr for akhirat, the fikr for effort of deen, inshallah, it will take a part, it will become a part of my heart and part of my mind, my thinking. So much so that Haji Sahab used to say that when you start thinking, making the fikr of deen, gradually it will become a part of your ruh. It will enter into your ruh. You sit and make fikr. This fikr is in the mind, the fikr is in the heart, and gradually this fikr will enter your soul. This will become the fikr of soul. So each, every day, one has to sit regularly in the daily effort, in a daily fikr, so that Allah gives me the fikr of deen, the fikr of akhirat. It becomes a part of my heart and mind, so much so that it becomes a part of my soul. It enters into my soul. Today the fikr of dunya has entered. I want a replacement. That the fikr of deen should enter my heart and soul. My heart and mind and my soul. And then daily talim. Sitting in the halqas of talim. Shaykh Inamul Hasan used to say that if we regularly sit in the halqas of talim, first that amal will come in our life. This is the first stage. When we listen to the sayings of Rasulullah Sallam, ayat of Quran in this talim, then gradually it will affect our mind, if it affect our heart. And how to know whether it has affected me or not? I hear something, but has that affected my heart? What is the thermometer to know whether it has affected my heart? Shaykh Inamul Hasan used to say that if the amal to which Quran is inviting us, hadith is inviting us, if that amal comes in my life, then I got the effect of it. And if that amal has not entered my life, has not come in my life, I need to keep listening again and again, so much so that the amal comes in me. This is the first stage. The second stage is, while doing that amal, that alhamdulillah, I am doing it. While doing that amal, I have the realization what Allah is going to give me on this amal. What is the promise on this amal? That promise, with the realization of that promise and with the yaqeen of getting that promise, we do this amal. Inshallah, we will reach to that end. Similarly,
If we do talim in our house, if we do talim in our house, that will affect the whole family. It will affect the children. It will affect the coming generations. House talim, it will affect all the members of the family. So much so it is said in hadith that malaika, when they find amal in some house, iman, namaz, salat, talim, tasbih, tilawat, amal of sunnat, if malaika find in some house, they invite other malaika, come, there is food for you here and there is shelter for you here. Malaika invite the other malaika in houses where there is salat, there is tilawat, there is talib. Malaika enter that house, and when they enter the house, they invite other malaika, come, there is food for us here, there is shelter for us here. So malaika come, enter the house. And malaika are noor. When noor comes, when light comes, the darkness goes. Evil and batil and shayateen are darkness. That darkness cannot remain when noor comes in the house. So when malaika come, the batil and shayateen cannot remain in the house. They will go out. And if there are no amal in the house, then malaika say to each other, there is no food for us here. There is no shelter for us here. Come, let us go out. The malaikas tell to each other, we know there is no food here for us. There is no shelter for us here. Let us go out. So they go out. When they go out, noor goes out. When the sun sets, what brings it? The darkness of night. So malaika are the noor. They go out. And batil and shayateen enter that house. So my dear brothers, this regular talim in the house will affect the coming generations. Otherwise, the environment is so bad, we don't know where we will lose the coming generations. And our Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the upbringing of the children is more the responsibility of a mother. Then secondly is the responsibility of the father, because the child spends more time with mother than the father. His child spends more time with the mother. So what the mother has, that is transferred into the children. And as you know, in the whole world, there is mother tongue. Nowhere I find father's tongue. I have traveled many countries. I did not find anywhere father's tongue. Everywhere, what is the tongue? Mother's tongue. What does it mean? The child speaks what his mother speaks. Child speaks what his mother speaks. So everywhere in dunya, there is mother tongue. Nowhere there is father's tongue. To get that in the house, the mind of the ladies is to be made up. And house talim, inshallah, will gradually make their mind. And then to start these amal in the house, take the lady, your wife, your sister, your mother, take them in 3 days jamaat. Inshallah, once they go in 3 days jamaat, and come back, you will see that the environment of house will change. Salat will come in the house. Talim will come. Tilawat will come. Zikr will come. And living according to sunnah. Living according to sunnah. Sunnah is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What ummat has inherited from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sunnah. Fashion is the inheritance of Yahud and Nasara. And Sunnat is the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When that comes in the house, it will come in the children. Living according to Sunnah. And the coming generations, inshallah, will be thys. So if we have a desire for that, my dear brothers, take ladies in the Jamaat for 3 days, for 10 days. After 10 days, 15 days, go in Chilla. And after Chilla, go to different foreign countries. Alhamdulillah, our ladies are becoming a source of changing the lives. Changing the ladies are becoming a source of changing the lives in all corners of the world. In places like California, Los Angeles, Bollywood, Hollywood, alhamdulillah, lives are changing. Ladies are coming towards deen. The environment of house is changing. And our lazy ladies are becoming a cause of changing the lives in the corners of dunya. Inshallah, that can happen here also. So we need to go gradually, step by step, go for 3 days, then go for 10 days, 15 days, then go for a chilla, and then go to corners of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Zul Qarnain that he was a man. وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنْ Zul Qarnain. The last part of Suratul Kahf, Allah has mentioned Zul Qarnain that he was a man whom Allah had given means, and he used the means that Allah gave him to reach the corners of the world. Hatta iza jaa maghrib ash-shams wa hatta iza jaa matla ash-shams. He is the man whom Allah had given means, and he used those means to reach hatta iza jaa maghrib ash-shams, to the western corner of the world, and hatta iza jaa mashriq matla ash-shams, to the eastern corner of the world. He reached, taking the message of Allah and Deen, he used his means to reach corners of the world. Allah has praised him in Suratul Kahf. In the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the men and the ladies who reached the corners of the world. You will find many ladies who reached the corners of the world taking the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Once we were in Yemen. In Yemen, there is the capital of Queen Saba. And when we were there in the place of Queen Saba, I started recollecting one bayan of Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi Alayhi. In the beginning of Tabligh, when we went to Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he was telling that Allah had given great power and kingdom to Sayyidina Sulaiman Alayhi Salam. Allah had given him great power, great kingdom. He ruled over men, he ruled over jinns, so much so that he ruled over the flying creatures, birds. That was his aircraft, air force. Once he found that Hudhud, one of the air force, his air force, is not present, is absent. So Sulaiman alayhi salam became angry. How is this Hudhud is absent? Absent without the leave of absence. When it comes, I will seek clarification that what made you become absent. And if he doesn't give a justified clarification, then I will cut his neck. I will cut its neck. Or I will pluck its wings. In a few moments, Hudhud appeared, an intelligent bird. By seeing Sulaiman alayhi salam, it understood that the king is
angry. It pleaded, Ya Rabbi Allah, before you punish me, you give me a hearing before you punish me. Give me a hearing. And then you are the master. You can do what you like. You can cut my neck. You can pluck my wings. You can do what you like. You are the master. But before you punish me, give me a hearing. Sulaiman alayhis salam said, go ahead. It gave its kar guzari. Ya Nabi Allah, I went on my duty, but I went far. And there I found a nation whom Allah has given great ne'mats. They have lush green fields. They have gardens full of fruits. Streams and rivers are flowing in their land. Like Australia. But Ya Nabi Allah, the people of that land, they don't know who is the giver of these ne'mats. Though I don't know who has given us these namats. A woman rules over them, and that woman and his people, they all worship the sun, thinking that sun is the giver of all these namats. And sun is our God. They don't know who is the giver of these namats. They have these all namats which Allah has given them. Lush green fields, crops full of crops, gardens full of fruits, streams and rivers flowing in their land. But Ya Nabi Allah, they don't know who is the giver of these ne'mat, and they think sun is their God. The queen as well as his public, they all worship sun. Ya Nabi Allah, I was looking at this pathetic sight, and that delayed me from coming. That delayed me in coming to your court. That was the reason. So it came to give karguzari, and Sulaiman alayhi salam made another tashkil. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, okay, I will check how true your karguzari is. The news you have brought, how true the news is. Take my letter to the queen of that land. And to the queen of those people, take my letter and deliver it to the queen and see what is the effect of my letter. Be there, don't come. Unless you see what my letter, what is the let, what effect of my letter. Now this poor bird flying from Syria to Yemen, from Yemen to Syria. Sulaiman Salam lived in Syria, where Baitul Muqaddas is. And Queen of Saba lived in Yemen. So he brought the karguzari of its journey to Yemen. And Sulaiman Salam make another tashkil, take my letter to the Queen of Yemen. So this poor bird is flying from Syria to Yemen, Yemen to Syria, Syria to Yemen again. Now it reaches Yemen. How this bird is going to give this letter to the queen? How is going to deliver the letter? If this bird enters the court of the Queen Saba, then the security may catch it. There Sulaiman alayhi salam was cutting its neck, and here the security will kill. But Allah gives hikmat to thy. The hikmat is a grant of Allah for a da'i. That is the ne'mat of Allah. So Allah gives this understanding, hikmat. It waits, and when the queen sleeps, the queen goes under deep sleep in her bedroom. The bird enters through ventilator. You know, in older days, there used to be ventilators like this, open ventilators for. So it enters through the ventilator and keeps that letter on the body of the queen and goes back and sits there to see what is the reaction of this letter, because Sulaiman alayhi salam said, don't come back, see what is the reaction of my letter. So it goes back, sits there. When the queen gets up, she finds a letter on her body. She was a mighty queen. She was a mighty queen, tigress. Like a tigress. She was not like a goat. Bakri nahi, sher. Sherni, not bakri. She was a tigress. When she got up, she called the security, she called the guards. Who entered my room when I was at sleep? Who had the courage to enter my room when I was asleep? The security and the guards, they swear that nobody entered here. We were at guard. We were not absent to the blinking of an eye. We were at guard and none entered. When none entered, then how this letter came? Strange. The big security lapse. Call the court. The emergency cabinet meeting. Queen narrates what all happened. That a letter comes to me in a strange condition when I was asleep. And the letter itself is strange. So short. Innahu min Sulaiman. Wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah ta'alu alayya watuni muslim. That's all. So short letter. And it came in such strange conditions. She called the court. Story is long, but I cut it short. And ultimately, she brought Iman. She came to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam had invited her that bring Iman and come to me. Allah ta'alu alayya watuni muslimin. Bring Iman and come to me. Finally, she brought Iman. She came to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And upon her bringing Iman, the whole nation of Saba became Muslims. The whole nation brought Islam. So Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi used to say that who was the cause for this nation to bring Islam? Who was the cause? This bird. Speechless bird. Speechless bird. But by seeing this, their condition, it becomes restless. Its restlessness takes it to Sham, brings it to Yemen, takes it to Sham. This restlessness makes him fly from here to there, from there to here. And in the result, Allah makes it that fortunate, such fortunate that Allah reveals its story in Quran and saved it until the day of Qiyamah. The Ummah, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi used to say that the stories in Quran are not just for telling the story. It carries a message. It carries a lesson that when a bird, speechless bird, it does what it can. It does what it can. What it can. It can just fly. It cannot talk. It cannot explain. It cannot. Its language, Sulaiman alayhi salam understood. But its language nobody else understood. It was speechless. But what was in his capacity? To fly from here to there. Take the message to Sulaiman alayhi salam. Take the letter of Sulaiman alayhi salam to Queen Saba. And then he became such fortunate that Allah revealed his story in his Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved it and made it a lesson for the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come until the day of Qiyamah. We were at that site. And these thoughts were going in my mind. These memories were going in my mind. Then one Arab brother, who was our guide and who took us there, he said that every day morning, some hudhuds come and sit on these pillars. The pillars on which Queen Saba's throne rested. And Sulaiman alayhi salam had
had brought it from there to his court. Those pillars are still there, upon which there was the throne of Queen of Saba, and she used to sit on that. The Arab brother said that some Hudhud come and sit on these pillars. Maybe from the line of that Hudhud. They may be from him. In a moment, we saw one Hudhud coming and sitting on that pillar. And I was looking at it, wallah, how fortunate this bird is, that you made it a means of hidayat for an entire nation. It became a means of hidayat for this entire nation. And it is said that the Ansar of Medina were from the same clan of Saba. From same clan. So I was with these thoughts. That Arab brother who was our rabbi, he patted at my back and he said, "What are you looking at this Hudhud?" This Hudhud was the messenger of Sulaiman alayhi salam to the Queen of Saba. Your jamaats are the messenger of Rasul sallallahu alayhi salam to the mankind. He patted at my back and said, "That which corner of the dunya your jamaats have left, you have reached the corners of the world. Hudhud was Hudhud-e Sulaimani, and your jamaats are Hudhud-e Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Hudhud was Hudhud-e Sulaimani, and your jamaats are Hudhud-e Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hudhud brought the message of Sulaiman alayhi salam and became the means of the hidayat of the queen of the people of Saba, and your jamaats are Hudhud and Muhammadi, going to corners of the world, taking the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, changing the situations. That, my dear brothers, has to be our desire. This should be our fikr. This should be our daily effort. Through daily effort, we reach every Muslim. We reach every corner, every house, every individual of the house. There are two types of areas. One, areas where there is environment of deen, where good number of Muslims are living, localities where Muslims are living. Masjids are there, musallas are there, azan is called, people hear the voice of azan. This is one type of area. There, form small jamaats to visit every house, every individual, in such a way that at least in 15 days we should reach every house. At least once in 15 days, at least, we visit every house. These are those areas which have an environment close to the masjid, Muslim locality. Musalla, azan is called. There form small jamaats. We were hearing the karguzari of Australia, the Sydney. When we were in Sydney, we were listening to the karguzari of areas in Sydney. One area, Roti Hill. Brothers from Roti Hill are here. How many small jamaats to visit on daily basis homes in your masjid? Please stand up. 8 jamaats. Their masjid, they have 8 jamaats in one masjid. How many brothers is jamaat? No, in each jamaat. And minimum 4 or 5. So here they have made small jamaats of 4 or 5 brothers. And such we have met how many jamaats? 8 jamaats. And have divided the locality into 8 segments, 8 parts, and have given responsibility of each segment to one jamaat. So that masjid is practically and virtually working like 8 masajid. It's one masjid, but practically it is working like 8 masajid. The masjid jamaat, they are divided into 8 parts. Each part, they are given one segment of the locality. And that part visits every house of that locality. And within how many days you reach every house? Normally. Within 1 month, you reach every house. So that way, alhamdulillah, there are localities where there is masjid, there is environment, there is really effort, jamaats are moving every day. You can divide small jamaats. Can be jamaats of 3. From the masjid jamaat who give daily time, you can divide them in small jamaats, like 3 in one jamaat. They have many brothers, they have put 6, 8. But there can be 3 brothers in one jamaat. And that jamaat be given a part of that locality to as their assignment, their responsibility to reach every house. That is one type of area. Another type of area, there are such areas where there is no masjid. No azan is called. There is no masjid. But Muslims are living there dispersed, spread over. Dunya is coming to Australia. The whole world is coming to Australia looking for worldly opportunities. The whole dunya is coming to Australia looking for worldly opportunities. Back at home, they have some relation also with the work of Dawat. But after coming here, they don't find environment. They don't have mahol. They don't have environment. So they are missed. They are missed. We are missing them. My dear brothers, the world is coming to Australia looking for the worldly opportunities. Our fikr is that how can we connect them to the work of deen? How can we connect them to the work of Dawat? So that they come for dunya, but they get deen also. They have come for dunya, but that should not be, that meager thing should not be their objective. They should get connected with the work of deen also. With this objective, if we move into those remote areas, through our second gasht, through our 3 days jamaats, and sometimes during our daily effort, we go to those areas, inshallah, they will be connected with deen, they will be connected with the work of Dawat. And once they get the mahol, inshallah, work will develop there. And a time will come, masajid will come up there. And maktab for children will come up there. So all this depends upon the effort. This again reminds me one story which Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali used to say. That also from Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam's time, that once Sulaiman alayhi salam's army was passing through an area, they had camped in a certain place. In front of that place, there was a field where the ants were searching their food. Sulaiman alayhi salam's army is camping, and in front is a big field where the ants are searching their food. One ant, it, not aunt, I'm telling ant, that small creature. One ant thinks that what will happen to my community if this army resumes its march? When the army of Sulaiman Salam resumes its march, what will happen to my community which is searching food and searching livelihood in this field? That thought disturbs this ant. That thought disturbs it and it starts moving. And wherever it finds ants collecting food, it gives them a call. It warns them, "Oh ants, enter your homes. Go into your holes." The Sulaiman alayhi salam's army is camping, and if it resumes its march, you will be crushed under their feet. You will be crushed under their camels, horses, maybe elephants. When they pass through this field, what will happen to you? You will be crushed under their feet. And they may not be knowing how many ants were crushed under our feet. So you enter your homes. This thought makes it go to ants, disturbs it, and it starts going ants and telling them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked it so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed one surah, Suratul Namal in Quran, and narrated, revealed this story in his in one of the surahs of Quran, and saved it until the day of Qiyamah. What liked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What act of this ant was pleased to Allah? With what act Allah was pleased? Allah was pleased by its fikr for its community, that they should not be crushed, they should be saved. So it moves and warns the ants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked it so much that Allah revealed the words of the ant in the Quran. Allah revealed its words in Quran. Ya ayyuhan namlut khulu masakinakum. Ya ayyuhan namlut khulu. Ye ants, enter into your homes, enter into your holes. La yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu wa hum la yashurun. Sulaiman alayhi salam's army may march and you will be crushed under their feet and they will not be knowing about your disaster. So enter the holes, enter the homes. So much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with this fikr of ant that Allah revealed these ayat in Quran. And Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, camping in his camp, he also heard the voice of this ant call which it is giving to its community. And he was very happy. He was very happy, wondering what fikr this small creature has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the story to tell us that what is the fikr of this small creature. When Allah likes the ant's amal of its warning to its people to save from the coming calamity, then my dear brothers, if the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the fikr of the ummat, moves here and there, finding people, searching them, bringing them to deen, save them from the calamities, how much Allah will be pleased. An ant worried about the calamity, once the ants, Allah is so pleased. When the ummat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam does this amal, going from here to there, house to house, searching for the ummat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you people, you have come from far off distances of the world, searching for worldly opportunities. Worldly opportunities, searching for the livelihood, searching for the food. Lovely, this opportunities of dunya has brought the world here, my dear brothers. Their job should not be so small and meager that they have only fikr of getting the livelihood. That is maqadar, Allah will give. But if we bring deen to them, take the work of dawah to them, inshallah, how much Allah will be pleased. When Allah is pleased with an ant, when it moves in the fikr of ant, giving them call,
Allah is so pleased. Then if we do it, go to the Ummat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing them to deen, bringing them to the effort of deen, how much Allah will be pleased with this. This is our daily effort. This is our daily effort. Every day reaching homes which are in the locality of the masjid. And with second jawla, 3 days reach to the distant areas, different distant localities where there are Muslims. Spread over. No masjid, no azan. The population of Muslims is spread over. We have to search, find. Once in America, I was speaking about this, that there are not only Muslims which you know, there are many Muslims living around you whom you don't know. So search for such areas, search, go there, make effort with them. So brothers started it, going in their second jawla, going to the far off distant areas, looking for Muslims, searching for Muslims. One day we were passing through an area, one of the brothers, our carcun, in whose car we were traveling, he showed me a masjid. He said, Farooq bhai, look this masjid. I said, what is special in it? He said, this is the area where we used to come for second gasht, for second jawla. You had told us in your muzakara that search such areas. You don't know there are Muslims there, but there are. We don't know. We have to search. It's our responsibility. When Columbus can search America, can you not search the people living in America? So they said, we started doing second jawla in this locality. We never knew that any Muslim here. Then 3 weeks, first week we did not find any Muslim. Second week we did not find any Muslim. Third week also we spent that much time which is spent in second gash searching for Muslims, and we were returning. When we were returning, our car stopped at one signal, stop point. There, a taxi came beside us and he stood close to us. He opened the window. He was a Sardarji, Sikh. Sikh, you know. He lowered the window, peeped to us and said, Mauli sahab, kisko dekhte ho? Mauli sahab, kisko dhundte ho? Whom are you searching? We said, we are looking for Muslims. We are searching for Muslims. He said, I have been watching you for this is the third time you came in this area. You have spent hours searching somebody. So whom are you searching for? He said, we are searching for Muslims. He said, I know some Muslim families. Come, I will show you. That Sardarji, Sikh, he said that I know some Muslim families. Come, I will show you. He became a rehbar. He took us to some Muslim families. From Morocco,
Sudan ke paas hai na, mashhoor mulk hamara, Somalia.
I know some Somali Muslims. I know some Moroccans. Come, I will show you. So that Sikh became rehbar. He took us to some families. Through them, we found some more families. And ultimately, we found that in that surrounding, there were 200 Muslim homes. 200. Where we never knew there is any Muslim. Sardarji became a rehbar. He showed us some 8-10 families. And through those 8-10 families, we found 200 families. And then we gave them targhib. They rented a house and started salat.
and doing 5 amal in a rented house. Then gradually after some time, they bought a site and they built a masjid. And this is the masjid, you see, is the barakat of our second kashti. So my dear brothers, we don't know how many areas, such areas, thirsty, they are thirsty, barren, thirsty. Our brothers from different corners of the world have come and settled there. They are dispersed. There is no masjid, no azan, no environment. They came in search of worldly opportunities. Should we leave them as it is? Should we leave them? What will be our answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we did not care of those families which came from far off places to a new place, and we did not do what we could do. That Maulana Yusuf said, that when an ant makes fikr, is disturbed by the coming calamity and warns the ant, Allah is so pleased that Allah reveals its words in Quran and saves it until the day of Qiyamah. When the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam moves, searching for Muslims, warning them, bringing them to Deen, how much Allah will be pleased. All this is the cover such areas through second gasht. Sometimes in the daily effort, go there. If far off areas, take 3 days jamaats. Stay in some motel, work from there. In America, they take that caravan on rent. Is available in Australia? They take such caravans. So they stay in the caravan, and if they do effort there 3 days. There are so many means. If we make fikr, inshallah, we will be able to find places as well as means. As I told you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised one of Sayyidina, Allah has praised Zulqarnain, a man whom Allah gave means, and he went up to the Hatta Iza Ja Maghrib Ashams, up to the southern corner, western corner, and to this northern corner. We're taking the message of Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has praised Sayyidina Zulqarnain, but Allah has given us means where we can go to all corners of the world. But we have to make fikr for it. So this is the message you have to carry from this old worker's jod. This is the message you have to carry from this old worker's jod. That we are going with a committed responsibility. That all our efforts should not be wasted only for dunya. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullahi gave a simple way and method of making deen through using dunya. Maulana Ilyas gave a simple method of making deen using dunya. Make use of dunya for deen. In America, when we were making these muzakaras, I used to tell them, it is so simple. So simple. 3 things. I will tell you in Urdu. You also repeat it in Urdu. Many Urdu speaking brothers are there. Those who do not understand Urdu, you also repeat it in Urdu. I will explain it in English. Rozana, Mahana, Salana. This is Tabligh. Finished. So simple. Rozana, Mahana, Salana. Rozana means daily. Mahana means monthly. Salana means yearly. That's all. So simple. So simple. Rozana, daily. Mahana,
monthly. Salana, yearly. Rozana, triamal.
Rozana,
triamal. Daily fikr, daily talim, house and the masjid, and daily effort, going house to house, giving da'wat, bringing them to the masjid, preparing them for some effort. Three chillas, at least 3 days. Prepare them for 3 days, take them in 3 days, and in 3 days, inshallah, they will make big azaim. 4 months, 40 days azaim they will make once they spend these 3 days. These 3 days are very effective. It's a door to tabligh. The door enters, the house is yours. If the door is closed, you cannot get the benefit of the house. Once the door is open, the house is yours. So once a man gives 3 days, inshallah, he is in tabligh. He will be in tabligh. He will be in the masjid jamaat. He will be going in 40 days. He will be going 4 months. He will be going to abroad, to countries of the world. This 3 days is instrumental. This is like a door. Once the door opens, the whole house is yours. So, Rozana, three amal. What are they? Please repeat. Talim, Mashwara, daily fikr, and daily effort, going house to house. So this is Rozana. And that includes first gasht and second gasht, the part of the Rozana effort. And then monthly, 3 days, that is Mahana. Rozana, Mahana, and then Salana. This is the message of this old workers gathering. Rozana, tell me. Mahana, Salana. So simple. This is the message you are carrying from here. This is the assignment you are taking from here to your areas, to your masjids. Get involved yourself and involve every ummati of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Get involved yourself. Get involved every Muslim. Rozana, tell me brothers. Rozana, Mahana, Salana. So simple. Rozana, three amal. Daily fikr, daily talim, house and masjid, and daily effort. Includes first gash, second gash. And then Mahana, 3 days. And Salana, if Allah gives you tawfiq, you 4 months. If Allah gives you opportunity, make dua to Allah that every year we give 4 months. And if not, the least is what it is. What are we giving to get by giving, doing this? What are we going to get by doing this? What is the reward of doing this? And what am I going to get by doing this? The reward is, the least is 10 times. The reward is, the least is 10 times. 2.5 hours I am giving for the day in the work of Dawat. At the time of departure from the world, the reward which I am going to get is as if I spend the whole day in the work of Dawat. 2.5 hours is 1/10 of a day. Is 1/10 of 24 hours is 2.5 hours. So giving 2.5 hours, the reward will be as if I gave the whole day. I am giving 3 days. The reward will be as if I gave the whole month. And I gave 40 days, the reward will be as if the whole year he was moving in tabligh. The reward will be as if he spent the whole year in tabligh. For such a great business. Allah says it's a business.
You do this and I am going to give you this. Whatever we give for dunya, dunya is ungrateful. It is not going to return anything. Whatever we give to dunya, our abilities, our knowledge, our talents, our energy, our time, whatever we give to dunya, nothing is going to be, dunya is not going to reward us or give us any return. Whatever we give to dunya, that is drowned like the Titanic man. So dunya is ungrateful. It's not going to reward us, give us any return. But Deen is grateful. He's going to reward us the least is 10 times. And the more depends upon a man's sacrifice and niyat and ikhlas. So inshallah we take this message. What is the message of this old worker's jod? Rozana, Mahana, Sal. This is the message of this old worker's jod. I'm going to give every day the least is 2.5 hours. And more than that, whatever is possible. And if sometimes it is less than 2.5 hours, don't criticize. Accept it. The reward will be as if I gave the whole day for the work of Dawat. I give 3 days monthly. The reward will be as if the whole month I gave in the for the work of Dawat. I gave 40 days. The reward will be as if I gave the whole year for the work of Dawat. We are all ready for it, inshallah. Now, two types of azaim we need to make now. Two types of azaim. One, individual azaim. And second, collective azaim. Individual azaim, what am I going to do for the work of Deen? The list is 3 amal per day, rozana. Mahana, 3 days. And salana, 40 is the least. Inshallah, 4 months. May Allah make it easy. So this azaim, everyone has to make. When am I going to give my 4 months or 40 days? When, in which week of the month, I am going to give 3 days and make effort to form my own jamaat. And 3 amal per day, when am I going to give my 2.5 hours and my house tallying? In a form to remind, it is mentioned that we will give you. So make this azaim. When will be my, in which month I will be giving 4 months or the least 40 days. In which week of the month I will be giving 3 days. And when I will be giving daily 2.5 hours. These 3 azaim, every individual, make every individual. First sit straight-wise, then sit halqa-wise, sit masjid-wise, and make your individual azaim. This is one. Secondly, collective azaim. Collective azaim, they gave the karguzari yesterday. Till the next old worker's jod, in the whole year, how many jamaats we are going to take out for 4 months? How many jamaats we are going to take out for 40 days? And how many jamaats we are going to take out average per month, 3 days? This is the collective azaim. 4 months, how many jamaats? Our azaim, until the next old worker's jod, how many jamaats will we take out? For 4 months, how many jamaats for 40 days? How many jamaats annually, monthly, average per month? Second, how many chilla jamaats of ladies? How many 10 days jamaats of ladies? And how many 10, 15 days jamaats of ladies? And how many 3 days jamaats? This is on a format. to remind you, to make it easy for you. Collective Azaim and individual Azaim. Now you, for a few minutes,